Yes, thank you everybody. It's Amiyan, working with the book, and at the back of the church, there are perhaps a word for one of the people being baptized. Just write it down. That's and you can do that now, or at the end of the service, or whatever you feel like. Yes, it's a baptism, a party. Are you happy? Are you happy? Okay. And, we now have a service, and this is like a testimony to the whatever Jesus did to the lives of these people. I'm just gonna tell the evangelism, very basic, the core. So when Jesus was 2,000 years ago alive and walked around in Israel, in Samaria, Capernaum, you know, Israel, wherever he happened, things happened. He only had his calling for 3 years, and wherever he came, the world just turned around. He was such a revolutionary. 2,000 years later, there's still billions of people that follow him. And today, in your lives, the change that will happen will really happen. We are no longer of this the kingdom of this world, but we are now from the kingdom of God. No longer bowed and will us subjected to the intentions of the world, you know, make a lot of money and other bad things. But now we have the new spirit. And do you know why we come together at Sunday? Because on Sunday Jesus was brought back to life by God, you know, and we serve the living, risen Jesus. And that is just the truth, you know, it comes to your life. And after being baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, things will change. Our Lord Father, we are here together. That you gave, we are so happy that you gave your Son, Lord, that we can just live in you in this world. And Holy Spirit, please come with your power in our lives. Touch our lives, touch our hearts. We can be moved, Lord, by your love, and your grace, and your mercy. It will really change our lives. And I believe, Lord, in these preparations, I really believe that you gave me a word. And, there was maybe somebody that thought about killing himself. And if that's you, you know, I want to pray for you. You know that God really sees you, and that His eyes are upon you, and that you have worth, and that God really reach out, you know, His hand, and Jesus really will reach out to you, you know, and that He wants to, and it's just beautiful, you know. So if you have this sad thought, know that you are not alone. Jesus is really there for you, and yeah, it's really true, you know, for us, Jesus is very real, and if that is you, just maybe you can always talk to people, to the elders, or the people from the prayer support team, and I have some, which is gonna get quick through the evangelism of Johannes. Who received him and believed in his name, he has given the privilege to become the children of God. Yes. Amen. We can be the children of the Lord if you believe in Jesus. And if you think about who God is, it's like, wow, how great and beautiful is that? No longer one of 8 billion, but truly just, if you have some sad thoughts, you know, God sees something different if you receive Jesus. You are a child of God. Important, you know, to God, and it's true, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's a certainty that God wishes to assure over your life that you are of worth. And I'm going to John 3, verse 16 and 17. For God, because God has loved the world so, that he gave his only Son upon so that everybody that believes in him will not be lost, but have eternal life. God has not sent his Son to the world to judge it, but to save the world through Jesus. We are not here to put the finger to people, this is bad and you are sinning, but that is not our calling, that is not why. You know, Jesus came to save us, you know, not to judge us. But we can testify about it. Because Jesus saved us. So we are no longer slaves to sins. We are maybe freed from depression, and that we can have life in abundance. God has not sent his Son to judge over the world, but to save it. If we see people in need, I'm not called to just say, you are in need because you are bad. We have, like Jesus, we have to save them, you know, tell them about Jesus and not judge them. So John 14, verse 6, and Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father than through me. And there are many religions and spiritual movements. Lots of places give mindfulness training and being useful. Maybe you are not trying to be a burden to other people, but you think, oh, I'm doing okay. But there's only one way to God. That way is Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way and to the Father than through me. So it's the most easy way, just to accept it, because no one can reach God and earn heaven. But Jesus did it, you know. He paid the debt between us and God. And you can just accept it and rejoice in being rescued. But it also means putting aside the past life. A the only way to get really rid of the sin is, of course, to baptize a little bit too long. But you will be baptized and you will be risen, clothed in Jesus. You have repented, you've been baptized. You are a child of the one God Almighty. Hallelujah. And if you rise in that new life, you have the white cloth. And the baby, no, the Bible calls us then the bride of Jesus. So we should not go, just go farther, further, as if nothing happened, you know. We just try a little bit, or more than a little bit. But thank God we have the Holy Spirit, and we will just. God will just start doing things and molding us. And of course your old person will rise up every now and then, you know, and just say, hey, hello, where's the money? Where are the women? Where is the claim on glory? Where's my car? You know, where is this? But we are no longer beholden to a former life of Adam, you know, like the we are new people that have other goals, you know, to serve the Lord. And everywhere that we come, there are people. And as men, of course, we are easy to. We like it if we get compliments and to be praised, and but that's not what the Lord tells us, you know. He just tells us to raise up others and to praise others, you know, and not to be praised. And in John 16 verse 8 it is written, when he comes, the Holy Spirit, and he will make the world clear what is sin, justice, and judgment. The sin is that they will not believe. The justice is that I will go to the Father and you will see me no more. The judgment will be the ruler of this world is condemned. So, when the Holy Spirit comes, yes, he will make apparent what are the sins in your life. But the Jews crucified Jesus. If the Holy Spirit comes, eventually, he will. We talk about the last day, then probably it's like he will make them apparent that it was a sin to crucify Jesus, that he was truly the Son of God. And that even not believing in God is a sin. Because if you just deny the Lord and his truth, then eventually he will come back and there will be no more time to repent, you know. But and you know, 2,000 years ago the Jews thought, oh, finally we put this troublemaker, unrest stirrer to rest, you know, he died, we crucified him. We can continue with our ways. But no, Jesus, you know, came back from the death, hallelujah. And is this really the Son of God, you know, brought back to life after kicking the devil's ass, hallelujah. And he was resurrected, you know, and have a power over every thing to kick out depressions and everything. And he went back to heaven, you know, to sit on the throne of God. And Amen. The people that crucified him fought. They sentenced the judgment over him. But what happened, you know, is that Jesus condemned the ruler of the world, and every bad thing, you know, every bad thought, you know, it's just under the that is all effects of the ruler of this world, you know. But Jesus already condemned him, you know, so in his power all these things and have no power over us. Hallelujah. We have to just we're gonna go to the Acts 2 verse 38. And sing a little song, maybe with the music. Peter got up on on Pentecosta. And Jesus was just now an apostle, you know, after denying Jesus three times. But Jesus just told him, "No, I forgive you, and my congregation will be built upon you." And Peter did not know about what would happen, but he waited, as Jesus told them. And when the Holy Spirit came, it came with power. And you know, there was no denying that the Holy Spirit was working in the life of Peter and others, and just as then, now we're still the Holy Spirit which has come and come with power. And Peter said his speech, and the end was, "Repent from your present life and be baptized in the name of Jesus to receive forgiveness for your sins, and the Holy Spirit will be given to you." And what I find so beautiful about this calling is that Peter, by these words and this calling, 3,000 people were baptized. 3,000. And if you are moved by the love of Jesus, be baptized. Repent and be baptized. That is what he says. And you will receive the Holy Spirit and be my disciple. No longer follow the spirit of the world, you know. And Jesus cares and he loves you. And if you read a little bit more, you see that the people that listened to the speech, you will read that people were deeply, deeply moved by the love of God. And they repented. And the 3,000 were baptized, you know. And some people just wait long, and some people just do it, but be welcome, you know, to be baptized in the water and the Holy Spirit and the love of God. It's the same baptism as 2,000 years ago. People answering the calling that Peter did. And it's not about Peter, but it's what about Jesus did. You know, this is for me. I know that God is upon me. I did not have that that Jesus live in your life. Cast aside what old world giving you, and just be happy, you know, in a life of joy. instead of depression, you know. Even if life is hard, still there's the God, you know. You can be like maybe a zero to the people, but you can be like a hero to God. And I want to just end with a prayer and listen to the testimonies of the people being baptized. And if your heart is moved, if you hear something, now you can always be baptized, no problem. You just talk to the people on the side. There's room. Put the act to the word. Father in heaven, come before your throne. Lord Jesus, you cleared the road so that we can really come to you and come before your throne. And we are so thankful that we are your children. That is so cool. And we can receive you as our Redeemer. Lord, I want to pray if there are people here to move their hearts. Why not today? Maybe there are 100 reasons not to do it. Maybe in your heart you think now it is for me. Just come. Make a choice today. And God will change your life.